FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban Metro Police is warning job seekers about an online recruitment scam. It says the scammers, who are fraudulently offering employment, pose as representatives of Metro Police. Spokesperson Boyzi Zungu says the criminals have been asking potential seekers for upfront payments in order to secure the job.
We want to make it clear that we will never request payment from candidates at any stage of hiring process. If you are asking to send money in connection with a job offer, you must immediately report it by contacting Metro Police on 031 361 0000 or contact SAPS on 10111.
KZN Health has revealed police are failing to collect rape kits from health facilities. This was during hearings held in Durban this week by the Commission for Gender Equality. The commissions held them over several departments' handling of gender-based violence cases. Yesterday, KZN Health's Dr. Segi Naidu said they end up destroying specimens that have not been collected for analysis. He says this results in perpetrators of sexual assault going free.
We would collect the evidence. Nobody bothers to come and collect these kits. SAPS will tell us you can go to any police station and report. You don't have to go to the police station where the rape happened. But yet, we do that, and this is what we're faced with. We're faced with kits that just accumulate and accumulate. And then I've drawn up a protocol where we have to destroy kits because we have to get a register. We cannot, we don't have space to keep these kits.
The department says it manages at least 12,000 cases of sexual offences annually. And abroad, a woman who accused Conor McGregor of rape in 2018 has won a civil assault case against him. Nikita Hand has been awarded over 4 million rand in damages by the High Court in Dublin in Ireland. The mixed martial arts fighter says he intends to appeal. The claimant spoke outside court.
You can stand up for yourself if something happens to you, no matter who the person is, and justice will be served.
That clip, courtesy of Sky News. And back home, there's partly cloudy conditions with the possibility of showers in KZN this afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Newcastle 33, Ladysmith and Richards Bay 31, Ulundi 29, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River 26 and 25 for Margate, Kokstad and Underberg. In Durban, there's 2 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 24 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.